time with the Lord this morning and just saying, okay, what is my piece here? We have four nationals, and in 15 minutes, I can't share with you 31 years of lessons and wisdom. So what is supposed to come through me to you? And honestly, what I felt him saying is that you're not supposed to be giving a speech. You're supposed to be having a chat. And some of the skyscrapers are like, oh no, not a chat. But I just want to chat with you. I want you to picture us sitting in a coffee shop and me just sharing with you. I want to share with you what I saw from the pioneer women, Mary Kay Ash, Daylene White, Debbie Moore, Kathy Palou, who have mentored me. What I learned from them, what All In looked like from my perspective, and then what All In has looked like in my 31 years, and then you get a choice. It's kind of like when we offer the opportunity, right? You get to share with them what the business could be for them, how it can meet needs for them, and then they get to make the choice if they want to be part of it or not. I want to share what it looked like to see Daylene White, who was one of Mary Kay's first 9 beauty consultants. She started this business with Mary Kay because Mary Kay had a dream that she feels like God laid on her heart. And if you aren't fresh on her dream, read her autobiography. It comes in the starter kit for a reason. And I think it should be mandatory that we read it every year. Maybe every 6 months. Pull it back out. Daylene started just to help a friend out. You may have some friends out there that would like to help you into your red jacket, would like to help you get on target for your car, would like to help you build a unit, would like to help you, you know, offspring a director. Daylene White ended up offspringing as Mary Kay's first director national. I saw All In be, you know, Mary Kay, this story I wasn't around for, but when Mary Kay started the company and did her own sales meetings, at one time, out of those 10 new or 9 new beauty consultants, 2 betrayed her. In the middle of a success meeting that Mary Kay was doing, 2 got up and were starting Beauty Control, left the room, and asked other people to go. You guys, that's All In. Mary Kay Ash, what if she would have said, oh, maybe the grass is greener on the other side. Maybe it's not gonna work with Mary Kay. You know what Mary Kay did? She continued on with her success meeting and continued building this company. That's All In, our All In pioneer leader. When Mary Kay and her son decided that we needed to go public to build our future first distribution centers, Mary Kay became a millionaire overnight. Her family became millionaires. Aren't we glad that Mary Kay didn't stop there? And because she didn't need money anymore, she continued to pursue her dream of impacting women's lives so that they bought the company back after we had our distribution center so that we are independent contractors and we have our own business and the money isn't at the whim of the stock market or the government or honestly with the God family career perspective, I would get fired about 20 times a day if I was an employee in a traditional corporate America job. Aren't we grateful that Mary Kay did it even though she didn't need the money? That's All In on your dream. I saw Daylene White work this business after she was retired. She was at seminar asking about my family, my husband, my kids, until she passed away. Until she passed away, All In. We saw Ann Newberry come back and teach at 75 with more passion and vision and energy than most 20-year-olds have. I saw this modeled, and that's what I bought into. In a new consultant orientation, Debbie Moore said to me, the only way you can really fail at Mary Kay is to quit. And that told me what All In was. So when I got to those points where I was frustrated or disappointed, or that, you know, there was more month than money and I had to really get out there and sell products to pay the electric bill, sell products to put groceries in the refrigerator, sell products to pay the rent, you guys, All In was, if I don't want to fail at this, I can't quit, and if you can't get out of it, you might as well get into it, so you book another party. You book a party. When you need more money, you sell more products. Because we live in a day and age where people think that the easier and faster it is, the better it is. When I hear women that leave Mary Kay for a grass is greener opportunity, I feel sorry for them. Because honestly, after what I know after 31 years, but really what I knew after I went to that first seminar that Mary Kay Ash was standing on that stage, and I started crying and had no idea why. But now looking back, I know it's because it was the first time in my whole life I ever felt like I was not a fish swimming upstream. Because growing up, I was always a girl who was in lots of different groups of friends. I could be with the smart kids. I could be, well, not really with the athletes. I could date the athletes, and I could be the cheerleader, and I could, now cheering's an athletic pursuit. It wasn't back in my day. I could do all those different things, but I never felt like I was part of the group. And I went to Mary Kay, seeing women cheer each other on. The first success meeting I went to, the first half, I was a face model for a consultant. She warmed with me in a mall in Cleveland, Ohio, 31 years ago this May. Because it was part of her new consultant training program that Demi Moore made her. You guys, things your directors make you do are for your benefit, and you have no idea who else's benefit. If Demi Moore had not made Nancy Mata ask me to be a face model, wow, the course of my life would have changed. The last 31 years, this business allowed me to get out of a corporate position that I had gone to the University of Michigan Business School for. And I saw the women in the positions I was being groomed for, getting up, going to work, coming home, watching TV, eating dinner, going to bed, getting up, going to work, coming home, watching TV, eating dinner, going to bed, getting up, do you know what I'm going to say, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, living for Saturday, and getting a little depressed on Sunday afternoon. That's the majority of America's life. It's really a rut. It's just a grave without ends. That's depressing. And I saw in Mary Kay a way out of that. But you guys, it's going to take work to get out of that, right? When women or men go back to get a master's, it takes time. They invest a lot of money. At Michigan now, it's like $3,500 for a credit hour. One. And you have to have like 70 for a master's. And they're going to take night times and weekends for a couple years for maybe a 4 to 6% increase in no more job security. And women aren't willing to put that same amount of time in the Mary Kay business for a couple years. And the maximum that anyone puts into a Mary Kay business, $5,000 for 9% buyback. Has anyone offered to pay back your college student loans when you haven't gotten a job lately at 90%? Yeah. Oh, how about the house that you bought and isn't worth as much? Has anyone offered to buy that back? I think it's incredible in this day and age that new consultants can start the Mary Kay business. And some people who consider themselves are competitors with the opportunity, but they are not. They make it seem like it's a bad thing to have products on hand. It's a bad thing to do parties. Be proud that we can be business owners instead of network marketers. We sell products. We have customers. Mary Kay wanted you to pay bills with the sale of the products and bank your director's check. Those other companies don't talk about sales of the products because everyone's a personal use consultant. There is no sales of the products. And so the only way you can make money is to have a whole bunch of people. You can make a whole bunch of money selling products with Mary Kay. It is your own business, you guys. Be proud of that. That is what you're recruiting people into. And if people tell me, I want to sit behind a computer and I don't want to talk to people and I want to use social media and I don't want products, and basically they're saying, I'm not going to be coachable. I'm like, I love you, but you are not going to be on my team. Look for women. What are the characteristics that make women successful in this business? Resourcefulness, greediness, coachability. Who are you listening to? Are you listening to people on the internet who quit? Who are you listening to? I am so glad I listened to Mary Kay Ash. The first two trips I went on, she was there. She was at my new director orientation. I sat at her home and she gave me a dollar bill when I left her home that said Matthew 25:14-30. Love Mary Kay. Look it up. It took me 10 years into my business to look it up, because when I came into Mary Kay, I thought faith was go to church on Sunday, listen to them talk to you, be a good person, and put money on the plate. Little did I know that it was about a relationship and being a disciple of Jesus Christ and reading his word every single day. But that is what I learned from, I was introduced to Jesus from Kathy Blue. So when people say they want their wire for ministry, they have to go work in this church, I'm like, this is a church of 2,000 right now. This is more people you know, I was at church, I wasn't getting it. I know God was saying, this one is not getting it in the traditional setting. She's going to get to be in Mary Kay and see women living out the word Monday through Saturday. That may be you too. You guys, this business I started at 23. I was working that 80-hour-a-week job. I figured out when Debbie Moore said, you book 8 to hold 5. You watch 2 parties out in the field. Debbie Moore never volunteered to do a party or a debut for me, and she still hasn't after 31 years. She said, you watch 2 people's parties out in the field. You book 8 to hold 5. You get 1 week or 2 weeks, which is better for you. I picked 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, figured out what I was making per hour, quit my job I had gone to college for. My business took me to Douglas, Arizona because of my husband's job. 2 years on the Mexican border, and after seeing Patricia with 14 offspring nationals, maybe I should have learned Spanish while I was living there. His job then took us to St. Simon's Island, Georgia, but that starter kit, being all in and really taking quitting out of the equation. Because when you take quitting out of the equation, you make different choices. Taking it out of the equation allowed a business to be built around being single, married, my husband being a federal agent, him being able to retire at 33 from a GS-14 position to parent our kids and to pursue his dreams and now be in his sweet spot as a strength and conditioning coach. To work around raising kids that were born 24 months apart and not having family around. You guys, when I hear people say, I can't build my Mary Kay business because I have kids. Honestly, it's a little offensive.
Yeah.
Because what are you saying? Like, I've locked my kids in the bedroom for 24 and 26 years? The reason I wanted to do a Mary Kay business is I saw the fruit in Debbie Moore and Kathy Hallou's kids, so I wanted their life. You can tell a tree by its fruit, right? So now, being all in, I now have a husband who's all in to using his gifts and talents versus having to do a job that pays the family bills because I was unwilling to use my gifts and talents. You know, if you have a starter kit, and you all do if you're here, you're not allowed any longer to say, I can't afford something. You know that, right? You can only say, I'm unwilling to work for it. That's really uncomfortable in this day and age when people want to be victims. But if you guys are here, you want to shake off that victim mentality. Not having time, my husband, my kids, I don't know. You're shaking that off. And like I was talking about yesterday, last night, last week, whenever it was that I said this, you guys have a whole new image of burning a bridge. Let's walk out of here, reading Mary Kay's opportunity, listening to the nationals, following the women who have been in the positions you've been in, and burning that bridge. The disappointments, the frustrations are gone. The apathy that you had at times because of the disappointments and frustrations and the heartaches. You guys, if you haven't had your heart broken yet by someone in this business, you're gonna. And the higher up, Mary Kay said, the only one that's had their heart broken more than, you know, the national was Mary Kay Ash. But she said, she asked us to do it anyways. Because of all the other benefits. You know, we're sitting here enjoying the rewards of the pioneers that came before us. Now it's our responsibility to be all in, right? All in with a skincare party is 5 to 6 people. You put the products on people's faces. You recruit people through selling the products. You take pride in being your own business owner. This is not network marketing. You listen to your sales director. You listen to your national sales directors. And you leave here with the attitude of, I get to work, not I have to work. Because working is a privilege, and work is not a four-letter word, and it came before the fall, not after. So you guys, I'm going to pray for you, because I bet that sometime, how many people here, while you've been at this conference, there's been a shift. Like, you know the bridge you need to burn, and you're ready to walk out of here on a whole other freeway, headed a whole other direction, or a whole different speed. You've been convicted, which is a good thing. And do you know the difference between conviction and condemnation? Condemnation comes from the pit of hell, and it's backward focused. Conviction is forward focused, and it's hopeful, and it's for your benefit, it's for this company's benefit, it's for the kingdom's benefit. So you know
that we're protected here, Lord, that they will be protected, that they will not be snatched up, that they will take root, that they will give a thousandfold harvest, Lord, that this harvest will be women's lives impacted, Lord, that this will happen the Mary Kay way. I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.